It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And boys, oh boys, are we excited today? This kind of came together last minute, but it was a fantastic idea because earlier this week, Jill did a Tell Me Something Good and featured our interesting islander in one of those Tell Me Something Good. So why don't you take her?
Okay. Well, thank you, Darcy. Yes, Sarah McDonald was featured in our Interesting Islander, or Tell Me Something Good earlier this week, and she and I connected, and what she's doing, it really stood out to me, and I wanted to learn more about her, so I invited her here. So, should I give a little background about Sarah, or Sarah, would you like to give some background?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. First, we should say welcome.
Welcome, Sarah.
Yes, Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you.
All right, you're doing lots of cool stuff these days. And before we even get to the Rick Campanelli interview, because that's really what I want to talk about, let's tell people kind of what your claim to fame is right now with, you know, Atlantic Canada Rocks and all your interviews.
Yeah, so I started with Atlantic Canada Rocks in October of 2012 because the editor, Cole McLean, based in Halifax, was trying to launch a campaign to try and lure Rush to Atlantic Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, Rush hadn't been in Atlantic Canada for 25 years.
I recall this campaign very, very vividly.
So it was my first exposure to like live radios because we did a lot of radio campaigns throughout Atlantic Canada just to try and get the word out. And we had our own Facebook page through Atlantic Canada Rocks called Rush the Hill. And a few months later, we found out that they were coming and they did two shows in Halifax. And it was my first and only time getting to see them. But it was one of the best experiences of my life
because
anybody who knows me knows I eat, sleep and breathe Neil Peart. So I was so thrilled to be able to take part in that. And then Cole then made me a full time reporter. Because fortunately for me, nobody on the staff wanted to interview. So I kind of took the reins with that. And I've been doing that for 10 years now.
Incredible. And
if we could just go, because back at that time, during that campaign, you weren't necessarily working for Atlantic Canada Rocks. You were a fan. Like you interacted.
Yeah.
So you were one of us anxious and excited to bring Rush to the Maritimes. But what you were saying and how you were interacting got you noticed. So they said, you know what? We want you to come work with us.
Yeah, I was making comments on their Facebook posts, and I always try to stay clear of anything mean or untoward. So the editor took notice of that and noticed that not only was I polite, but my comments, I knew what I was talking about.
You knew music and they were providing insight.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Well, we'll chat more. Atlantic Canada Rocks is like a Facebook page predominantly / newsy type entity that does mostly stuff with rock and shows in the Maritimes, right? So we should probably get that out there because a lot of people are going to be looking that up right now to see what it's all about. I promise you that.
We're also trying to grow our Instagram page too, so follow us on at Atlantic Canada Rocks on Instagram.
Nice. Okay. A plug right off the hop. I love it. I love it.
Seasoned.
More with Sarah McDonald coming up next.
Hey, it's Jake from the Ocean 100 Maritime Fun Cruiser. Watch out for us all summer and come get your LED bulbs that we'll be giving away from Maritime Electric. Thank you to Maritime Electric for helping us get our homes to be more energy.
At Escape. The world is waiting when you fly YYG.
Good morning. We've got a mix of sun and cloud today with a chance of showers this afternoon. High of 24, Humidex at 32. Tonight, showers with a risk of a thundershower, low of 20. Tomorrow, again, cloudy with a chance of showers in the late morning and early afternoon. Again, tomorrow, a risk of a thunderstorm in the morning. High of 24 with a Humidex at 32 tomorrow. Right now, it is 18 in Summerside. It's also 18 in Charlottetown.
And Darcy's trivia question today for Robin's Donuts. According to a survey, 6% of us have cried while doing this. What is it?
Do you want the answer now? No.
No, I don't.
Okay, okay.
keep up, Junior. Keep up.
It's Sarah, been a morning for me, Darce.
Sarah McDonald is our interesting islander. She's from Atlantic Canada Rocks. They got a Facebook page and a website devoted to everything rock and roll and music in the Maritimes.
We'll
have more with Sarah coming up in just a few. Celebration calendar is coming up, too. I got two bridge passes to give out from the Confederation Bridge. Stick around.
Wipe your tears.
That's the Human League and Human. It's Ocean 100. Good morning and welcome to the show. Our interesting Islander today is Sarah McDonald. And we're going to actually let you kick off the celebration calendar here in a second. Sarah McDonald works for Atlantic Canada Rocks. Earlier this week, we had a story with our Tell Me Something Good about getting to interview Rick Campanelli from Much Music. Now, this is right in my wheelhouse because I was a massive Much Music guy as a young aspiring DJ. I watched Much Music religiously. I stole music from Much Music after I learned how to hook up a Ghetto Blaster to my VCR.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. So Rick Campanelli, interviewing him. Tell me what that was like.
It was incredible. I was contacted through a PR friend of mine because there's a Much Music documentary called 299 Queen Street Rest that's going to be coming through Charlottetown in October. And I was contacted. They were like, do you want to interview a VJ? And I was like, okay, sure. Is Rick Campanelli happen to be available? And they're like, yeah. And within like 24 hours, I had everything scheduled. And the interview went really, really well. He was insanely, insanely nice. And him complimenting me was probably one of the biggest rewards in the 10 years I've been doing this, because he's somebody I've looked up to since I was a youth. You know, Much Music, like most of us, was our lives. You know, whether it be through watching music videos or intermittent interactives or even participating in the Much Video Dances, which, by the way, were legendary.
Absolutely.
Yes, they were. But I really have to highlight that point because I watched your interview with him and he really was complimentary. And he was like, you're doing a really good job. So in that moment, you must have just been like, huh, because you've faced some different, you know, like... You just, it must have kind of solidified, like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, you know, and for a long time I wasn't interviewing. And, you know, when you're not interviewing for a long time, you develop this sense of just self-consciousness, you know, like, if, am I doing well? And, you know, is the content I'm putting out resonating with people? And hearing Rick say that just completely solidified any kind of doubts that I had. And it made me feel fantastic.
Awesome. Wonder what Rick would think about me reading the birthdays. Maybe we can send it to him. All right, celebration calendar time here. Lots of people celebrating a birthday today or tomorrow, so a big list to get to, and we'll award a couple of bridge passes from the Confederation Bridge coming up. Zachary from O'Leary is 6 today. Love Mom and Shanti. Marlene Timmers is 73 from Brittany, Nick, Quinn, and Landon. Brian Stead is 70 today. 70th, big one. Love Brooke, Braxton, Ella, Jensen, and JC. Amy Richardson celebrating today. Happy birthday, Amy. Carolyn Kello, a happy birthday. Love you lots from your daughter Amanda and the rest of the family in Charlottetown. Have a terrific day. Leanne Cote in Grand Tracadie is 51. Maren Kinch is 20 today from Mom, Dad, Liam, Aiden, and Declan. And then tomorrow, Declan is 18. That's from Mom, Dad, Liam, Aiden, and Maren tomorrow. Happy birthday. There'll be cake in the Kinch house.
Yes, yeah, indeed there
sure.
will.
Peyton Legere Ford is 15 today from Mom, Tony, Lydia, London, Ariel, the Fur Babies, and all the family and friends. Ben Holmes is celebrating today, and Alyssa Wilkins is 20 from your favorite brother and sister-in-law, Jacob and Marty.
Wonderful. Thank you. You're looking at me because it's my turn now. Dakota Gallant is celebrating his 16th birthday. Happy birthday, Dakota, from Joni, Caden, and Gabby. Tanya Winchester celebrating the big 40th. Tanya, that wish comes from your son, Lizzie Peters in Bedford, 2 years old. Happy birthday, Lizzie. Justin Campbell, happy birthday to you. Love Caden, Violet, Sawyer, and Cooper. And Justin, a shout out. Justin's in Montague, and it is his 35th birthday. Colin Scales at Blue Ribbon Pet Supply, celebrating a birthday today. Happy 50th anniversary to Alfred and Susan Dumphy. 50, that's a big milestone. Happy anniversary to you. Randy McCauley. Oh, gosh, Darcy, help me. In Chepstow?
Chepstow, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
There Hi, are 29 Randy. People that live in Chepstow, and Heather McCauley knows them all.
Well, I say happy birthday to Randy, and lots of love from your family. Martin Arsenault.
He's an old fart. An old fart, yes. We're told.
That's what they say about him. Not us, though. He's turning 52, and from Mom and Pop and the kids. Watson and all of Siliker of O'Leary, a happy 50th wedding anniversary today from Carla, Kyle, and girls. Troy Glyden, happy 53rd birthday, love mom and dad. Troy is in Hampshire PEI, turning 53. And Gail McDonald is also celebrating a birthday today. And we've got one more to add, I think.
We do have one more. Sarah, take it away.
I'd like to give a shout out to my wonderful husband of 13 years as of Monday. He made a lot of arrangements for me to be here today, so I love you and thank you very much.
What's his name?
His name is Justin McDonald.
Justin McDonald. You're the real MVP, man.
That's right.
The real MVP. Thank you. We appreciate that. Congratulations to our draw winners, Gary Craswell and Donna McKinnon. Bridge passes coming your way from the Confederation Bridge. We will get those in the mail for you, and they'll be there eventually. All right. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary to anyone celebrating.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
The Confederation Bridge is open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. 18 in Charlottetown, 16 in Summerside at Ocean 100.
All right, thanks very much, Dave. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia question for Robin's Donuts. And, of course, it's very exciting because it's Friday. We're going to make a draw. Someone with the right answer this week is going to get a $100 gift card from our friends at Robin's Donuts. According to a survey, 6% of us have cried while doing this. What is it? So many great guesses today. A lot of people put getting up in the morning.
Yes.
Have you done? Have you cried getting up?
I've never. No, I haven't cried getting up to come here yet. Although today, as I said to you, was the first morning. I was kind of like, oh, maybe a few more minutes sleep. And that's never been that way.
I'll come back and bite you in the butt.
Do you want to know my answer?
Yes.
Or can I guess?
You can guess.
I'm going to say cleaning under their kids' beds.
You start to just cry.
Just cry when you're like,
when you find the
yogurt,
6 month
tubes,
old, the 6 month old apple core.
Yeah, all that stuff. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's not a good spot under the kids' bread. No, not that one. Some people said cutting onions.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens
to
a lot of
more,
people.
Yeah.
Right. The one that I was looking for, though, 6% of us have cried while trying on jeans.
Oh, Darcy.
That's terrible, isn't it?
I feel that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is. Anyways, a lot of people had it right, though. A lot of people had it right.
So maybe it's, I guess we've all, it's a shared experience, right?
I suppose. Okay, let's give away a $100 gift card. Tory Maine, congratulations. Check your inbox messages. We have a message there telling you how you can claim your prize. Congratulations.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
And we are super pumped to be joined today by Sarah McDonald from Atlanta, Canada Rocks, who we met, kind of e-met earlier this week and chatted about her experience with the interviewing Rick Campanelli and getting such a huge compliment from Rick as well. Does he mind if people call him Rick the Temp still?
I called it to him to his face on camera.
To his face on camera. All right. Because, I mean, I don't want to pigeonhole him into just much music because he's been on Entertainment Tonight Canada for quite some time now.
Yeah, well, one of the first things I said to him was, you know, I grew up watching you and you're always going to be Rick the Temp to me. And he laughed, so...
He is.
He's Rick the Temp to everyone.
For sure. Yep. Who, name some other folks that you've had a chance to interview, because I know that you guys wave the rock and roll flag big time here in the Maritimes when big shows come through or shows of any kind. I know you were at SOMO Festival this past weekend. Why don't you just run down some of your best interviews that you've done?
Yeah, sure. One of my most memorable interviews, excuse me, was getting to interview Kim Mitchell. And that was a really cool experience, too, because... It was when he was playing with April Wine in Charlottetown a few years ago.
Okay.
And we were waiting for him down at the gate. And he just kind of strolled down the street in his Chuck Taylors and a pair of shorts. And he's like, let's just go sit in the grass and have a chat. So we were literally sitting at Peak's Key. People were walking by us. And I'm like, I feel like Bill Walichka on Much Music on like Egos and Icons. Like interviewing on, it was really cool. And then another interview that really stuck out. I don't know if most listeners will know who this is, but my favorite band is Hailstorm. and Lizzie Hale.
Lizzie Hale.
Lizzie
Hale's
one of the best front women in the business.
For sure.
And I got to interview Lizzie when they were coming through the region with 3 Days Grace back in 2015. And I completely broke down on the call. It was one of my biggest interviews to date. And at the time, I had just found out that, you know, my stepdad was sick. And he was somebody who was really encouraging in my writing and was a huge music buff. And so getting to interview Lizzie was great because I eventually got to meet the band. And now I'm on a first name basis with, you know, the drummer of the group. And I just interviewed RJ a few weeks ago and it was really cool.
Wow. So you're making your connections and you're networking.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. All right. We'll have more to talk about because there is a mental health angle that you try to bring into a lot of your interviews. So
yes,
we'll chat about that and we'll do some goodbyes. We're almost done. I feel like we should be making this go longer.
I'd love that.
Yeah, I figured you'd say that.
Hey, Tanya, how you been?
We've got a lot to catch up on, Stephen.
Penny for your thoughts.
Well, this week at Atlantic Superstore, we have some very exciting deals.
Pork loin combo chop.
100, powered by Mill River Resort. PEI's four-season, four-star resort.
Good morning. We've got a mix of sun and cloud today with a chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 24. Humidex sits at 32. Tonight, showers with a risk of a thunder shower, low of 20. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers in the late morning and early afternoon. Also, a risk of a thunderstorm tomorrow morning. High of 24 tomorrow with humidex at 32. Right now, it's 20 in Summerside and 20 in Charlottetown.
And we will have more with Sarah McDonald from Atlantic Canada Rocks. Coming up in just a few, she's our interesting islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. This is The Clash, Rock the Casbah, Ocean 100. Rocking the Casbah on a Friday with The Clash in the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. Darcy Campbell, Jill Chapman, Dave Holland with us.
Did you just call me Jill Chapman?
Jill
did something happen that Jill? I wasn't aware
well,
of?
There is a Jill Chapman that exists, so that was a Freudian. Jill Chandler.
That's
hi,
me.
Jill.
I'm Jill. I'm Jill. Hi, Chandler.
Jill. Hi. We're here today. We're usually better than this, Sarah.
No, I'm not.
Welcome to the show, Sarah McDonald, who works for Atlantic Canada Rocks. We have been chatting about some of her fun interviews. She does a lot of journalism for the page. And how was SOMO? Tell me that first.
Well, the first annual SOMO Festival was fantastic, and I really hope that Whitecap brings it back next year. It was better than I think anybody was expecting it to be, too. Mumford & Son was unbelievably good. Maggie Rogers was fantastic. But honestly, my favorite act of the weekend was Joel Plaskett.
Joel puts on a good show.
He puts on a fantastic show, and it was a magical weekend. It was a very chill, very not quiet, but like very relaxed type of environment. Mm-hmm. Very different than what you would see, say, at Cavendish Beach Music Festival. But both festivals are fantastic.
Both great, and they're both a little different.
They are very different, and I think that's what they were going for.
And now something that you do in your interviews is you like to take the mental health angle and ask some, you know, some tougher questions, right? And you're pretty open with your story, too. So
yeah.
Where did that come from?
Well, my mental health journey only started in the last few months. I was recently diagnosed with anxiety and depression on a severe level, in addition to PTSD, as a result of losing both my father and my stepfather to cancer within about 3 months of each other back in 2016.
God.
So it was a really rough go. And, you know, when you're going through the motions, you don't really think about how much it's going to damage you, but it's in the aftermath. You really kind of, when you start to kind of get the help, things just kind of open up. And, you know, and I had taken a break from interviewing at that point anyway. And, you know, after talking with my family and with my husband, they were like, you need to just keep going. You need to keep moving forward with interviewing. And I said, well, I would love to get back into it, but, you know, it's been so long. So I decided to kind of pay it forward and, you know, take the bull by the horns and just reach out to people who are very much adamant about, you know, taking time out of their sets to talk about mental health, being willing to share their own stories and, you know, kind of hope that the message resonates. And that's just what I'm doing. And I've got a great interview that's coming out on August 4th with a woman by the name of Eva Marie, and she's the lead singer of the band Eva Under Fire, and they're based out of Detroit, Michigan. And she also happens to be a licensed clinical psychotherapist. So the mental health conversation was deep and it was insightful. And then we also talked about, you know, how wonderful the rock community is when you've got people like herself, like Lizzie Hale, like Jacoby of Papa Roach, artists like the group I Prevail. These are all artists that will literally take time out of their sets to, you know, talk about mental health struggles. And, you know, yes, their songs are heavy and scary, but they also send a message of you're not alone. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think music is a really, really strong, powerful tool that helps to heal in that regard. And it's been a wonderful gift for me, I can tell you that.
Just incredible. Yeah. What you're doing is very important, and it means something. So good on you for doing that. And you definitely know what you're doing. We're going to keep in touch with you.
Absolutely.
Let's shift gears here really quick to wrap things up. Do you want to do any shout outs?
Well, again, I'd like to do a shout out to my husband, Justin.
I hear he's just been driving around the block the entire time.
Driving around the block and then walking. We have our little basset hound with him. So he's been walking around. And, you know, shout out to my mother, Lisa, who works at CDS in Charlottetown. And yeah, shout out to anybody who's listening from Ontario, from Cape Breton. I love you all.
All right, Sarah.
And I do just want to say really a thank you to you, because we did connect, and I really believe in what you're doing. And I think it's so important to continue to talk about mental health. And we are just so happy that you're here. So keep doing what you're doing. Even Rick the Temp knows how good you are at it, and so does everyone else now.
Thank you.
Someday Rick the Temp will know how good I am, too. All right, thanks, Sarah. Thank you.
It takes dedicated and passionate Islanders. They're out from sunup to sundown every day, no matter what the weather. Farm crews are busy helping to feed Prince Edward Island.